This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mick Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mick Delivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with Mick Delivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. This is my preview of Fulham's match against Aston Villa at Craven Cottage. These are my five keys to victory for Fulham against Aston Villa. I'll be sharing that in the next 10 to 15 minutes in this episode. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Okay, so before I get into this match and really give you my five keys to victory, heading into it, Fulham have some momentum. A huge victory, couple of draws. These are good things heading into this match. Two players returning from the African Cup of Nations, according to the presser from the manager, Marco Silva. Everyone's available except for Raul Jimenez. That is great news. We saw the return of Harry Wilson. We saw the return of Adama Traore. Fulham have many options to start and on the bench. These are all good things coming up in a match against an opponent who's a very good opponent. Let's give Aston Villa the credit they deserve. I thought that they would slide back. They have not slid back. This is actually an opportunity for them to solidify themselves. This is a big match for them. It really is. It's, I think, a big match for Fulham, but this is also one for Aston Villa. They're going to want to win this. And like I said, I think that this is a team with a very good manager and some very good players. But Fulham are home. Fulham are playing this side for the second time, and I think that's an advantage because I know who the manager is of Fulham, and I know that he will make adjustments from that first time. So if you're an Aston Villa supporter and thinking that it's going to be a lot like the first time these clubs played, just remember what happened last week. Their supporters thought that, and that was proven dead wrong. One of the reasons why I feel strongly that Fulham have a very good chance to get all 3 points is pretty much a full-strength squad except for Jimenez. You have the players coming back from the African Cup of Nations, players getting healthy, and coming off of a huge victory. A lot of positive signs heading into this match. I like Fulham's chances, and I'll share them coming up right now with my five keys to victory. Let's start with number five. Marco has to win the coaching battle. Now, he's going up against a very good coach in Unai Emery, and a couple ways he can win the coaching battle would be, first, getting the starting 11 right. And I'll share what I think he's going to do coming up in my thoughts on the starting 11 and what I think Marco's going to do. But if he gets this right, I think that's a step in the right direction. One place where I think he has made some mistakes lately has been substitutions, when to make the substitutions. I think he has to get all of that spot on. And most importantly, he has to get the strategy right. He has to analyze, him and his staff, what went wrong at Villa Park correct it and be ready to play a Villa side who's very good and have a good game plan and just allow the players to execute that plan to get all 3 points. I think Marco's up for the challenge, but this is my number five key to victory. Number four, the left-hand side for Fulham needs to dominate the match. Now, what's going on here is in the last match, I knew Fulham had an advantage after I talked to a Bournemouth supporter talking about the right-back position of Bournemouth. I'm hearing similar things coming from Aston Villa supporters, situations with their team, with it could be Matty Cash, and I know Matty Cash is a good right-back, a decent right-back, but I like Fulham's left-hand side. If they dominate here, it's going to set up Fulham for a victory. We're talking Willian, Robinson, and Kearney. I expect Kearney to start, so I see that triangle giving them all kinds of trouble. And if they do, Fulham have a very good chance to win. They need to dominate Fulham's left-hand side. Number three, João Paulinho has to have a man-of-the-match performance. This is in my five keys often, and I think it's important because when Paulinho is having one of those matches, Fulham tend to get points and usually win. So if he's having one of these matches and really being the tackle machine that we know he can be, protecting that back four, I think Fulham have an excellent chance to get all 3 points. He's that important. He's Fulham's best player. Paulinho has to have a man-of-the-match performance, and I would back him for that. I think he'll be up for the challenge. They know who they're facing, and I know Paulinho knows that, and I expect a very good match from him, but it has to be a man-of-the-match style performance. Number two. So I got this wrong last week. I actually said that Fulham needed to get Armando Broya involved early and often. Of course, it turned out to be Rodrigo Muniz. I expect Muniz to start in this match. I think it would be very unfair after scoring two goals and being the man of the match performer he was in the last match to drop him. So get the ball to Muniz early and often. And I'd like to see him show the hold-up play, show the running ability that he actually showed in this last match and get his teammates involved and also be clinical. He was clinical in the last match. But I think to get him to where he needs to be, Fulham need to feed him the ball. They need to get the ball to Muniz. So I think that's why that's my number two key to victory for Fulham. Coming up next is my number one key to victory for Fulham, along with my starting 11, what I think Marco will do with the starting 11, and then I'll end with my prediction for the match.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, so my number one key to victory involves the Fulham supporters at Craven Cottage, and I know they will not let us down. No way. Number one, show Alex Iwobi the love. And I know they're going to. And I think this is going to be a huge key to the victory. I think they're going to help pull Fulham over the line by showing the love to Alex Iwobi, who deserves it. We've all seen the stories of the online abuse he was dealing with after the final of the African Cup of Nations from some Nigerian supporters. I'll say some. And based on what I watched, he looked pretty upset by it. And I don't blame him. Here's a player that I think is right up there with Paulinho. I think he's that important to Fulham and Bern Leno. I think these are really key players. So I don't know if Alex Iwobi is going to start, but I know he's going to be involved. And I know the Fulham supporters at Craven Cottage are going to show him the love. And I think that's going to give a boost, not just to him, but the whole team and all the Fulham supporters, the coaching staff, everyone. Show him the love. Get behind Alex Iwobi. I know you're going to. And I think that's going to be a huge key to this victory. And I'm expecting a Fulham victory. I'll predict that in just a few minutes. Okay, so let's go to my starting 11. So this is what I would do if I was Marco Silva, and then I'll share what I think Marco is going to do. So my starting 11 would be Leno, Castagna, Robinson. I would personally go with Bassey, and if Tosin's available, Tosin. That's what I would do. Then we're talking Paulinho, Kearney, Pereira. On the left, William. On the right, Alex Iwobi. Yes, I said it. On the right, Alex Iwobi. And up front, Rodrigo Muniz. That's my starting 11. This is what I think Marco's going to do in this match. I think he is going to go with Leno, Castagna, Robinson. I think he will go with Diop and Reem. Then he will go with Paulinho, Kearney, and Andreas on the left. William on the right. I think he'll go Bobby Dekker over Reem. And up front, Rodrigo Muniz. I would play Bassey, and I would play Iwobi from the get-go. They've been playing. I just don't think Marco's going to do that. Partially from the players that played in the last match to show them loyalty. But that's what I would do. I would start Bassey and Iwobi. They're your best players at those positions. I would play them from the get-go. I would start them. But I just don't think Marco's going to do it. I think it's okay if he doesn't do it, but I would rather have those two players starting in this match. That's my thoughts on that. Okay. All right. To end this episode, I'm going to share my prediction for the match. And my prediction is this. I'm going for a 3-1 Fulham victory. Yes, I said it. A 3-1 Fulham victory. I'm sure no one's going to be predicting that. But I like Fulham's chances with the players that have returned, whether they start or not. All these players now healthy. You have a bench now. I like Fulham's chances, and I do like Fulham's chances of creating down the left-hand side. And Rodrigo Muniz has to be a striker that's in form right now. I mean, feeling that he's ready to go. So I'm not saying he's going to score, but I think that he's going to be active in this match. But I'm going for a 3-1 Fulham victory. I think they're going to give up a goal, but I think it's going to be a similar scoreline. And let me just say this. I'm not disrespecting Aston Villa because I have a lot of respect for them. I just think Fulham are a team on the rise with players returning from the African Cup of Nations and dealing with a little bit of emotion with the situation with Alex Iwobi. I think that will play a factor in this. And I think the Fulham supporters are going to play a huge factor in this. I think they're going to be behind the team, not just like they always are, but I think it's going to be a little extra special to get behind Alex Iwobi, because what has happened to him has been terrible, disgusting. And I expect the Fulham supporters to have their say and let Alex Iwobi know how they feel about him. And that's going to end this episode of Cottage Talk. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.